Javnost bo od sedaj naprej sodelovala pri oblikovanju programa na radiju SBS. Od ponedeljka 14. novembra pa vse do nedelje 11. decembra bo radio SBS zbiral mnenja in predloge občinstva ter izoblikoval kriterije za izboljšanje radijskih vsebin. Novico je pripravila Sonja Heidemann. SBS je zavezan k prenovi in posodobitvi programa vsakih 5 let. Upravitelj vsebin Mark Cummins pravi, da je redna posodobitev nujna in da lahko le na ta način ohranjamo številne multikulturne in mnogojezične skupnosti. Gospod Cummins pravi, da bo povratna informacija ključna pri oblikovanju programa v prihodnje.
These criteria are going to be used with the 2016 census data that will be released next year to determine which languages are provided by SBS radio services. So the way that those services will be delivered will be determined on the results of the census that we'll get, and then we'll take into account the changes in audience listening habits, but we'll also, of course, take into account the feedback that we get from this public consultation. We'll look through all of that and understand what the community is saying about what they want from SBS.
Gospod Cummins pričakuje velik odziv javnosti.
After having run the process in 2012, we're pretty confident that communities and organizations in particular will understand what this process is about and how important it is to feed into it, because it really is a really important time for communities to let us understand what they need and what they want.
Zadnja raziskava je potekala v letih 2012-2013 in je bila prva tovrstnih razsežnosti po 18 letih. To je pripomoglo k oblikovanju radijskega programa s 74 jeziki, vključno s 3 novimi jeziki, kot so malajalamščina, hmong in paštunščina, in 3 novimi afriškimi jeziki, kot so dinka, svahili in tigrinja. Mark Cummins pravi, da je širjenje jezikovnih skupin izjemno pomembno.
Someone's language, it can be Dinka, it can be Tigrinya, it could be Hmong, these languages that, or Kurdish, for example, you know, languages in particular that don't have a country, a home country, and don't have a national broadcaster. The symbol value of us being able to do news information about life in Australia, but also news information about what's going on in the world, is a huge thing for communities to understand that my language counts, I have a place at the table of democracy.
Podpredsednik Zveze afriških skupnosti v Avstraliji Edward Solo pravi, da je vključevanje afriških jezikov v program pomembno ter da skupnost jim pomaga pri vključevanju, sodelovanju in socialni povezanosti.
You want somebody to be much more involved and productive and contribute, you know, much more positively, then you must be able to empower them to be able to actually do for themselves what others profess to do for them. So I think that is a very significant step and that's something that I commend.
Direktorica Centra za multikulturno mladino Carmel Guerra pravi, da je bila prenova leta 2012 pomemben korak.
Because SBS is often the gateway for many of the new communities to engage with Australian society. So it has to be reflective and at the forefront of communicating with those communities, and particularly if it wants to communicate with young people who constitute really the largest proportion of new arrivals, as in young, you know, under 30, under 40, you have to be utilising digital platforms as well.
Pravi, da je SBS zelo uveljavljen medij, ki emigrantom pomaga pri integraciji.
Engaging, speaking to young people, giving them a platform to talk to each other, but also to their own communities and elders and parents, is really important way of helping the community move into the Australian society. So I think that SBS can play a really important role in doing that.
Mark Cummins se zaveda, kako pomembno je pridobiti še več poslušalcev, predvsem mladino.
Over this past 5 years, the changes that we've made at SBS Radio with regards to what platforms we're on, and that in, for the most part, it's been really embracing digital platforms, social media in particular. And in doing that, we've found a whole new audience and a much younger audience who are happily now aware that we exist and are engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So we are looking forward to hearing from those communities, and particularly those younger listeners who perhaps are not engaging with linear radio, but are engaging with us on our social media and digital platforms. So I think that's a really exciting part of what we're about to do.
Predsednik sveta etničnih skupnosti Viktorije Edi Mikalev pravi, da bo ljudi še naprej spodbujal k izražanju svojih mnenj. SBS mora upoštevati želje in potrebe občinstva, še dodaja.
I think it is good that SBS has these reviews from time to time, and I also think I won't put it in the terms of winners and losers, but some communities have to reflect the or accept the reality that their needs have to be balanced with the needs of newer and emerging communities, and those sort of issues need to be taken very much into account. So I'd say, look, even though there was some criticism of the last review, I think that reviews are very necessary from time to time.
Edward Solo verjame, da bo afriška skupnost več kot pripravljena sodelovati v raziskavi.
This is a very interesting and important subject to us as we consider designing programs that will help our people to settle, integrate better in the society and make meaningful contribution. We look forward to having a good number of African involvement and participation, being able to contribute to the best outcome for the consultation.
SBS bo javnost o poteku raziskave obveščala tako v angleškem kot v materinem jeziku. Kriteriji se bodo dokončno izoblikovali marca prihodnje leto in stopili v veljavo konec leta 2017. Za več informacij obiščite spletno stran sbs.com.au/consultation.